detail log, you know, the aircraft log, yeah, you know, that shows you operations, and that, I'm told, you know, would
that'll,
be considered.
That'll work. That'll work.
Yeah. But if you could go back a couple of years, and it was greater the other years, could we say we averaged this many? I mean, I'll take every.
Well, even if we,
it's not going to do us any good right now. And it's just it's a data. It's part of the database that we're going to have to build.
Not enough.
Well, 200 is our gap.
When you say 28, are you talking about 28 landings and takeoffs, or are you talking about
those 28 total takeoff and landings?
So 28.
Not 56.
What's that?
Not 56.
That's correct.
Okay.
One of the things that we're working on is making sure we can capture all of our flight activity, and that's going to help, you know. But it's the other things too that, you know. And we're not going to be able to go back and say, yeah, we really did have more, or you know, if we counted Larry the last time, it's, you know, with.
So I'm just saying it would be valuable to have that information.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. We definitely need it.
Okay, so Larry, you'll make sure that Jim gets that information on your from your log, or
you want it for 2010?
Yeah, if you got it.
Well, I do have it.
Do you have it? Is
actually
it
in the airplane, but I can.
Okay.
And then don't go to a lot of effort. I mean, just knowing that you have it. You know, when we get to the point where we got to start counting again, that'll
I can send you a letter stating that, and then and make available the logs if anybody wants to look at it.
Yeah.
We log every flight. Yeah.
With that said, that leads us right into the airport update.
All right, very quickly. Gus was going to start tomorrow, he said, on the tie-down ramp. Did you say that?
Yeah, we got
Today. Shortly.
So we're starting.
Shortly. We're still on schedule to have that open by the 4th of July. You know, we're doing it in phases with the seal coating that's going to take place on the new tie-down ramp in front of the terminal building and, you know, in between the old and the new terminal building. So we'll be do-si-doing airplanes around while we do that. We poured 3 concrete pads today for new direction signs. One on taxiway B that'll say runway 2H straight ahead, one alongside the main ramp. It's about 6 or 8 feet long that says 22 and 28 that way, 4 and 10 that way. And then down by taxiway Delta, I have another sign that says 28, no, 10, whatever one's out there to the left. So those will be put up Friday. See what else. Next Tuesday night is the open house for the environmental assessment for the 500-foot extension. It's at 6 o'clock at the West Complex. This is kind of an update to the public hearing we had for the 1,000-foot extension, just to let the neighbors know what's going on with that. And
time?
6. And there's no end time, so once people stop showing up, we're out of there.
What was that again, Jim? I need to
write
that down.
Tuesday night at the West Complex, 6 o'clock. It's an open house for the environmental assessment. Anyone else? We had the groundbreaking. I think it's the 3rd. We had the groundbreaking for the solar panels that are going to go out here in the field next door. You should start seeing construction fence up there this week, and you know, right now they're doing some of the preliminary work. The big boxes over here, those are all the solar panels.
But what's the energy going for this building, or
it'll feed just this building?
Stimulus money on that?
Yeah,
it was all stimulus money. The county didn't have to expend anything.
We have
save about half the electric.
The same thing.
We've put requests in the budget for next year to rehabilitate taxiway A between the terminal and 2-2. We've got money this year, I think, to do taxiway B, the old Crosswind runway. We're going to crack and seat that and with an asphalt overlay, a hot mix overlay, and let's see what else is going on.